Maybe not, taking a stick out and whittling a toothpick. But I rather guess you'll be done brown if that ere harpooner hears you a-slander in his head. I'll break it for him, said I, now flying into a passion against this unaccountable farrago of the landlord's. It's broke already, said he. Broke, said I. Broke, do you mean? Certain, and that's the very reason he can't sell it, I guess. Landlord, said I, going up to him as cool as Mount Hecla in a snowstorm, landlord, stop whittling. You and I must understand one another, and that too without delay. I come to your house and want a bed. You tell me you can only give me half of one, that the other half belongs to a certain harpooner. And about this harpooner, whom I have not yet seen, you persist in telling me the most mystifying and exasperating stories, tending to beget in me an uncomfortable feeling towards the man whom you design for my bedfellow. A sort of connection, landlord, which is an intimate and confidential one in the highest degree.